let's talk a little bit about adjuvant therapy. I'm curious what your perspective is as a surgeon of how the data has evolved over the last few years, and particularly some of the controversies that have occurred about lower stage disease, such as 1B.
I think that the data, to me, points to tremendous efficacy of postoperative adjuvant therapy in the stage 2 or higher situation. With regard to 1A and 1B, I think that there is controversy and that surgeons are very skeptical for the majority, certainly with regard to 1A disease. And 1B disease has now become almost uninterpretable because, indeed, the majority of the studies are negative, including the most recent study from CalGB that, yes, has a 3-year survival advantage, but seems to be lost, at least now, with the follow-up ASCO presentation. So I think that, are there exceptions to this based on size, whether it's 4 centimeters or whatever, for a 1B? I think those data also need to be, you know, looked at prospectively and not as a post de facto analysis. So to sum up, my thoughts are that any patient that I operate on that has N1 disease postoperatively is going to be referred for a medical oncologic opinion. Certainly the microscopic occult 3A disease will be referred. And the 1Bs I'm selective with. If I have a patient that has a tumor that had lymphovascular invasion and is a fit individual or has a high SUV value, my gut tells me at least get a medical oncologist to see this patient and talk to the patient about the risks and the benefits of giving a cisplatin-based regimen. But 1A, I continue to say to my patients, you do not need adjuvant therapy at this point.
What are some of the other issues in surgery for lung cancer that you think oncologists should maybe be tuned into?
I think one of the biggest issues that they need to be tuned into is the idea of screening. I think oncologists are going to fall into this in that oncologists, I mean, if a patient has a lung cancer, what do you do as far as follow-up? And also for the high-risk individual, should screening be done? That is an incredibly controversial point. It's going to play into, for the oncologist, also chemo prevention trials for the high-risk individual. Chemo prevention trials, meaning for patients who have a certain tobacco consumption and who are a certain age, whether those individuals should be screened by CT or screened by sputum, and whether they should then fall into chemo prevention trials with new agents that are either COX inhibitors or LOX inhibitors or steroids such as budesonide. This is a completely different field that oncologists must be tuned into.